What's up, Fandom Night? Episode 19. Pissing Me Off.
Okay, there we go, that's better. Sorry, everyone, I was in the middle of watching Animaniacs, which was one of my favorite cartoons growing up. Now, why am I here right now, if I could be in the middle of watching Animaniacs? Simple. Something that's been bothering me for quite a while now, and it's getting me to that point where I can't fucking take it anymore. So, let's break for Bill to do the contact info, so I could take a leak and rearrange myself, so that way then I can record this better.
Hey guys, I know you're about to get your podcast on, so I'll be quick. If at any time you feel like dropping your own opinion into what we're talking about, head on over to FandomNight.com and all of the contact information for every single one of our shows, including the one you're about to watch, is there. Alright guys, I'll leave you alone.
Okay, so now that I'm back, let's get to the main topic at hand. And I apologize if there's any loud noises or anything. It's kind of hot in my house today, so I've got my fan going and the AC on, and we have a window unit, and it gets kind of loud from time to time, and I'm not shutting it off because screw you, it's hot. Anyway, when I was a kid, if you were like me and you were an overweight kid, you continued to watch cartoons well into your teenage years. You played video games. And technically that's not really saying much because, like, everybody was playing games. But, I mean, if you weren't playing the correct games. Like, if you didn't have a brand new Xbox or a PS2 or a GameCube and you were still busy playing your Super Nintendo, you read comic books, you played D&D, any of those things, you were considered a geek, a dork, a nerd, an outcast, go fuck yourself, get off of my planet by everybody else. And society has changed, and kind of for the better and kind of for the worse. Now, it's changed for the better because a lot of the kids like me who were bullied throughout most of their lives and pretty much told that they were never going to amount to anything, everybody picked on them, you know, it told them to pretty much go fuck themselves, we're the ones in charge now. So because of that, anti-bullying has gone out the window. A lot of us have gotten into, like, Hollywood and stuff. And now we're making actual products based off, well, comic books and video games. And a lot of it is good and some of it is bad. Well, anymore, a lot of it is good and some of it is bad. There was a long time when, you know, in order to say that you enjoyed the Doom movie, you were considered an idiot. I mean, even now you're considered an idiot, especially if you knew the original Doom games. Like, that movie just fucking sucks based off, like, as an action movie it's okay, but based off the video games it sucks. Like, so far the only video game movie that they've ever gotten correct, because it's impossible to fuck up, is the movie Postal, based off the old PC games, where they purposely went out of their way to make it as, like, raunchy and gory and violent as possible, as a commentary on the fact of everybody's bitching about how violent and gory and sexist and everything the video games are getting. Like, it was just, it's a fun little game. If you've never played it, go ahead. Make sure you get Postal 2, because that's the game that the movie's based off of, is Postal 2 and the Postal 2 Weekend Expansion Pack. But regardless, sorry, needed to drag off my smoke. But needed another one because it was going out, even though I'm about to put it out. Anyway, but it's changed for the worse, too. We've become too pop culture-centric. Like, everybody and their brother wants to know every tiny thing that's going on with everything. Like, everybody wants to know spoilers for fucking TV shows, but you never want to hear them. You want to know about them, but you don't want people to tell you about spoilers. You want to see what's going on behind the fucking curtain. You want to know what's happening in your television shows and your movies and anything that's really big. Like, there's no commonality anymore other than that. Other than, oh, well, I want to know what's going on, but don't tell me. I'm just going to wait for all the seasons to come out on Netflix, and I'm just going to marathon them like a sumbitch. And just watch every tiny fucking thing, like, in a fucking row. So, don't fucking tell me about the new Daredevil. I'm going to wait till I have Netflix and hear about Daredevil. Or don't tell me about Game of Thrones. I'm going to find out about Game of Thrones, you know, as soon as I can get up off my ass and start buying the fucking DVD Blu-ray releases. It's like, are you fucking kidding me? It's gotten so bad that movies have started to catch flack before they are even made. Before they are even made, people are making ridiculously stupid comments about how something is going to be shit simply based off of casting, directing, and writing ideas for the movies. Okay? Like, Power Rangers lately has been catching a lot of flack because, oh, well, Rita Repulsa is clearly a whore now. What? No, she isn't. We covered it in the fucking Sentai. No, she is not. If you think Rita Repulsa looks like a whore, then you are clearly a conservative who needs to go out and join the fucking ISIS movement because you need your women to be dressed from top to bottom in a goddamn sheet so the only thing you could see is eyeballs, and if a woman shows an ankle, oh my god, it's a fucking sin. Go become a goddamn Amish person for fuck's sake. Leave technology behind if you think she's a whore. The fuck is wrong with you? Then the fact of the suits, now that we've taken a look at the fucking Power Ranger suits. Oh, well, those are just Iron Man suits. Yeah, that's the way the fucking America works. Iron Man and Marvel are doing so fucking good that they decided, oh, well, how should we make our suits? Well, the suits for our American movie when we first did it in the 90s and everything was goddamn CGI and looked like shit when it came down to the Zords, let's try that again. So let's put everybody in a robotic, battleized suit that looks like it's bulletproof and fucking bullet-resistant. Like, these motherfuckers could just be like Superman and somebody shoots them and the shit flies back in their face. If not, just completely bounces off of them, crumbles and falls to the ground type of thing. Let's make them look like they're a fucking militarized type of group, when no, Power Rangers has always been about mysticism. Or at least the Super Sentai over in Japan. It's been about mystical energy. It's been about witches and magic and shit like that. Always. Always. But here in America, we don't want kids to learn about magic because we're a Christian nation, even though technically only 65% of America is actually a Christian. But regardless, I'm just saying, because of that point, we have to dumb ourselves down for the rest of the fucking world. That's the reason why there's shit like speed limits, even though I can drive like some bitch in my truck. I have no problem and I can control my truck doing 60 in a 40, but because little Timmy's learning how the fuck to drive, and he doesn't know how to control his vehicle, or Sally decided she needed to go out and get fucking drunk and slam her car into a pole because 30 miles an hour was too fast for her while she was drunk, now all of us have to drive slower. So because of that, I almost want to start enforcing rules on the internet. Like, you shouldn't be allowed to post comments or even watch YouTube videos until you turn at least 12 years old. You know what I mean? Like, it's stupid shit like that where everybody and their brother wants to force feed their opinion. And I know that's kind of what I'm doing here. But technically, you have the option to listen to this or not. If you don't feel like listening to my opinion, don't play the episode. Don't download it. Don't listen to it. You know, shit like that. If somebody else is listening to it, you can either walk away from them or say, hey, this guy's pissing me off. I don't want to listen to him. Simple as that. We all have the freedom of choice. A radio has two knobs. One of them changes the station, the other one controls the volume. If you don't like what's playing on the radio, change the station. If you're watching something on television and you don't like what's on the television, you hit a button and it changes the channel, meaning it changes the signal so you can watch something else. If you don't like the fact that the new Ghostbusters is going to have an all-female cast, then don't fucking watch it. Don't talk about it. Don't pay attention to it. If somebody says something about the new Ghostbusters, fucking skip it. Be like, oh, they're talking about the new Ghostbusters. I think it's going to be shit because it's an all-female cast. And the Ghostbusters is all men. So I want my Ghostbusters to be all guys and not all females. Now, we already went into this discussion during one of the previous Sentai episodes. Excuse me. And during that previous Sentai episode, it's because Scotty has a huge hate for the new fucking Ghostbusters. And it's getting to that point where it's driving me nuts, because anytime anybody wants to talk about it, he's like, fuck that, that shit looks like fucking gay sauce, because it's a bunch of bitches running around, and it shouldn't be a bunch of women, it should be a bunch of dudes. Fuck women, them bitches need to get back in the kitchen. They're not even gonna be funny. Female comedians aren't funny. Okay, look. First of all, a good portion of these women come from comedic backgrounds. They've been on Saturday Night Live, they've been in comedic movies, they've done like Growlings and Second City and any of the famous improv type of fucking comedic background places. When it comes right down to it, the comedic chops for this movie from the cast, they're going to be okay. Everybody can calm their tits. Simple as that. Calm down. Bill Murray and Dan Aykroyd. Those two came from motherfucking Saturday Night Live, which is one of the big improv groups. Most people don't think about it, but usually you go to Second City in New York, and then you are found by other cast members and crew members. You have to audition, because that's the only way you can get the audition packet and be told where to send the shit, so that way then you can even audition to get on Saturday Night Live. So there's two of them already. Harold Ramis was already making comedic movies at the time. So there's three of the members that were fucking comedians. Ernie Hudson was the only person in there who was not a comedian for the Ghostbusters team. Now you start breaking down side characters, and Rick Moranis was up in fucking Canada doing SCTV, which is their version of fucking Saturday Night Live, and doing all that happy shit. Alright, cool, we'll move along from that fact. So like I said, there's already four actual comedians in the Ghostbusters movies that are main cast members, okay? Let's move that along. Now we go to the fucking new cast. If I remember correctly, three out of the four girls that are supposed to be Ghostbusters members are hardcore, actual fucking stand-up comedian types. They've either done stand-up, or they've been in different comedic movies, or they've done different comedic projects. They're very funny ladies, okay? Then we go to the director. The director himself, let's see, Paul Feig, if I remember correctly. Regardless, he's done a whole bunch of shit, man. He's done fucking Parks and Rec. He was doing 30 Rock. You know, he's done fucking The Office, the movie Bridesmaids. You know, he's done a whole bunch of funny shit when it comes right down to it as a director. That's not including the fact that he's an actor himself and has done a whole bunch of comedic roles and shit throughout his time as well. And 2 seconds. There we go. Mute and fuck off Facebook. I'll get back to you, Lou, in a minute. I'm a little busy right now recording for the people. Now, like I said, when it comes right down to it, these guys are all comedic people. So when it comes right down to it, the comedy chops for this movie are going to be there. Here's my problem. I said it before. Our culture has become so pop culture obsessed. Part of it is because, like I said before, you get bad movies like Doom that are supposed to be based off pop culture references, where the common moviegoer might not know these references. So even though you can make something based completely, I mean completely, off of what it is that you're fucking doing, most people, they don't know nothing about it. The Super Mario Brothers movie. When it came right down to that movie, and I know I had to pause for the groans, when it came right down to that movie, nobody knew what Super Mario Brothers was. Not one person. Nobody on the cast or crew knew it was a video game about two brothers who travel across 8 worlds trying to fight a villain known as King Koopa at the time. Not Bowser, but King Koopa. And after fighting King Koopa through each one of the levels, you're trying to rescue the princess of the Mushroom Kingdom, the place that they live in. Instead, they go after Daisy, which Daisy is only in the Game Boy games, which I think was because of the movie they called her Daisy. And she shows up in, like, the Mario parties. After that, Daisy was in the first fucking Super Mario Brothers game for the Game Boy. That was fucking it, as far as I can remember. So you have Daisy, wrong princess, first of all. Then, you have Mario and Luigi, who are plumbers. Okay, we all fucking knew that. Alright, they got that part right. The only reason they got that part right is because somebody's kid, while they are in the middle of making the, quote, dance club scene, which was actually supposed to be Mario and Luigi going to a strip club. That's right, there was about to be a strip club in Super Mario Brothers, a movie meant for children. There was going to be a scene where there were going to be bitches sitting on stripper poles, shaking their titties, so that way then 6-year-old little Timmy and myself could have gone and seen this movie where there's bitches with their tits hanging out. Super Mario Brothers. Well, during that scene, one of the kids decided, like, the parents brought the kid onto set, being like, yeah, we're gonna bring you in. Oh, what are we doing today, Mommy? Oh, well, we're shooting Super Mario Brothers. Oh, you mean that video game that I love? I do what? So they literally sat down. Every single person. The director, the writer, fucking both John Leguizamo and Bob Hopkins, and fucking, like, I want to say one of the set designers, and the kid was like, yeah, here, let me toss this in my NES, and start it up. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Oh, look, there's a Goomba. Whoop! Jump on his head. Hit this block. Hey, look, a mushroom. Whoop! Hey, what just happened? Oh, Mario grew. If Mario eats a mushroom, he gets bigger. If he eats a flower, he could shoot fire out of his mouth. And if he gets a star, he becomes invincible. Oh. Here's Mario Brothers 3. What's that character there? Oh. Oh, that guy? Yeah, what's that guy? Oh, he's a ba-bomb. A do what? He's a bomb. You jump on his head and a fuse lights, and then you can throw them at stuff, and it'll blow up the bricks and the enemies if you do it right. Huh. So it's not about a post-apocalyptic world filled with dinosaurs that turned into humans? Nope. Huh. Hey, what's that guy? Which one? You mean now that I'm playing Super Mario World? Yeah. Yeah, that guy that came out of an egg. What's that? Oh, that's Yoshi. Yoshi? Yeah, Yoshi's a dinosaur. Mario rides on his back, and Yoshi will eat almost any enemy. Huh. Well, how does he do it? Oh, with a really long tongue that can wrap around the enemy and drag it into his mouth. Huh. So there are dinosaurs. Yeah, but just the Yoshis. Wait, so only the Yoshis are dinosaurs? Yeah, only the Yoshis are dinosaurs. Everybody else is some sort of a turtle. Huh. Fuck, let's rewrite this movie. Meanwhile, they only have 2 months left of production. That's the reason why the movie sucks so fucking bad. Nobody knew what was going on. Until the last fucking minute. It's shit like that that fucking drives me insane. So because of that, we've all decided that we need to pay attention to every single movie and television show that's coming out. We have our fucking ears to the ground at all points in time. Anytime somebody says anything that is pop culture related, whether it be something from the past being brought to the future, or something going from one medium to another, we fucking pay attention to it. And like I said, that goes for everything. Power Rangers, Ghostbusters, Mario Brothers, Crash Bandicoot, fucking Assassin's Creed, fucking anything that we like, comic book movies included, so your Captain America's and your fucking Batman and your fucking all that happy bullshit as well. Everybody wants to pay attention to it and everybody wants to know what's going on with it. Ben Affleck was chosen to be Batman, and everybody lost their fucking minds. They were like, Ben is Batman? Are you fucking kidding me? Almost every single person that I know of that has gone and seen Batman v Superman will tell you he is the best Batman within the actual motion picture sphere to have ever happened. It usually goes him, Bale, then there's usually some criticism here, but then it kind of goes to Adam West. Then if not Adam West, then it's Keaton, then Adam West, so just kind of flip-flop them depending on who you're talking to. But, like I said, it's usually Affleck, then it goes to, fuck. Brain died in the middle of it, because I was like, oh shit, the fucking AC kicked on. I'm an idiot. But regardless, like I said, it's just how people fucking decide that they want to fucking talk shit. You know what I mean? People fucking lost their minds. They lost their minds when Heath Ledger was picked to play the Joker. So far, he has topped every Joker ever, including Cesar Romero, who, by my standards, is one of the greatest fucking Jokers, simply because the motherfucker refused to shave his mustache. He fucking just put paint over his mustache and just said, fuck it, I'm the Joker. I know the Joker's supposed to be clean-shaven because his pores have been burned out so he can't grow hair follicles, but fuck you, just put paint in my mustache. I can go on about my business like this, I don't give a fuck. By the way, I dropped my phone. That's what any noise there was. Because I'm just kind of holding it, laying in bed, because, again, I'm trying to watch Animaniacs. But, like I said, everybody fucking freaks out about this shit. As soon as people said, oh, well, Jared Leto's going to be the next Joker, people lost their goddamn minds. I was one of them. But at the same time, that's because the Joker with a gold-plated fucking grill in his head and tattoos everywhere, that's not really the Joker. It's not. Joker's a psychotic clown. He's not just some psychotic douchebag. He's not a hipster cocksuck who, you know, has painted himself white and put some lipstick on his face with some green fucking hair dye. That's not really the Joker. But again, at the same time, depending upon how he plays it, I mean, considering the fact that Suicide Squad was supposed to be a lot fucking darker than most of the other movies have been, like, it was supposed to be along the lines of Batman v Superman, where it was just, like, dark and gritty action the entire time. Even though Batman v Superman is literally an hour and a half of talking, followed by a half hour's worth of actual decent fighting. And most people don't feel like they need to sit through that, but, eh. Technically, that's every superhero movie when you think about it. It's a lot of talking, and there's only, like, two or three decent fight scenes. After that, if there are fight scenes, it's either a squash type of fight scene where literally the hero walks in and some dude goes, hey! And the superhero goes, and everybody just falls down dead on the ground, even though superheroes aren't supposed to kill people. Batman! Oh, excuse me. Bad cough from smoking. Batman has killed more people inside of the cinematic universe than he ever has in the, oh, 100-plus years going on about of being a comic book superhero. It really is coming up on the 100 years of Batman, if I remember correctly, if not past it. But then again, I never really paid much attention to Batman. I've always liked him, but I haven't really read the comics. Simply because they mark the fucking price on those things up so goddamn high because everybody's got a hard-on for Batman. Like I said, I like the guy, I like his character, he's fucking awesome, but I'm not about to shell out fucking $25 for a whole fucking graphic novel book, even if I know it's going to be fucking amazing, just because it has a fucking Batman logo fucking splattered all over it. I'm sorry, I'll be over here in the $15 bin trying to find graphic novels. Much like how Bill even said, he had Guardians of the Galaxy comics that he couldn't get rid of. Then the movie come out, and all of a sudden he couldn't, like, he couldn't stop 13 people from mobbing his ass when he was like, I got three Guardians of the Galaxy comics I don't fucking want. They're all from back in the day before anybody knew what they were. And fucking people, like, knocked his ass over to damn near rip him out of his hands. Like, Guardians of the Galaxy? I know that name. Right. Come back and talk to me as soon as you know about Sandman. Come back and talk to me as soon as you know about the darkness. Come back, talk to me when you know about Witchblade. Talk to me when you know the difference, and this is not a joke. Scotty and I recorded a couple episodes for the fucking Wrestling Corner, where after we were done, I was telling him that the fucking, the guys who did, Civil War, the Wusso Brothers, I think their name is, they were talking about if they could get any character that isn't in the MCU in, they would want Wolverine. And all of a sudden Scott goes, oh, does that mean they're going to start calling vibranium adamantium the way it's supposed to be? Bitch, do you comic book? Adamantium and vibranium are two completely separate metals. Vibranium is actually much weak, it is the weakest metal known to man. The only reason why it's so powerful is because it has its own resonance frequency. A resonance frequency is the frequency at which anything will break and crumble. Okay? If there's an earthquake and it just so happens to hit the correct frequency, the glass in your windows will break and your house will crumble. It's not so much from the movement, but because that there's a fucking frequency. If somebody slams through the sound barrier, and you were to take the sound barrier and put up like an entire long line of fucking pipes that go from like teeny tiny to massive, and each one of those, like a fucking pan flute, makes a different fucking note. If you can hit the correct frequency at the correct pitch, at the correct everything, you can not only shatter windows, not just from the actual force of breaking the sound barrier, but from sound itself, you can break barriers, and you can shatter fucking car doors by shaking them off of a car because the frequency was hit just right that the fucking metal snapped. That's the reason why vibranium is so powerful. The frequency essentially creates its own kinetic barrier. You punch vibranium, nothing happens. You stab vibranium. Even with adamantium, which adamantium came from a fucking meteor in outer goddamn space. It's not of Earth. Vibranium is from Earth. Adamantium is from a meteorite launched at the fucking Earth that burned up most of the way in the atmosphere. That's the reason why there's only X amount of adamantium. For you to have an adamantium anything, much like having vibranium anything, you either shelled out some pretty damn good money, or you got lucky enough to find that shit on the black, or before the black market got to it. Okay? They're two different things. Adamantium is the strongest, sharpest metal on the face of the planet, aside from vibranium, which vibranium has a lower melting point than steel, but because of the kinetic barrier, because of its resonance frequency, it essentially absorbs and deflects the heat. Fuck is wrong with people. Learn shit before you want to start cussing something out. And take off your goddamn nostalgia boners. For fuck's sakes. There's a reason why people need Viagra when they get, well, why men need Viagra after they get old. It's not because of their blood loss. It's not because, like, their heart can't pump the blood correctly anymore because they're so old that their heart's giving out. No. No, it's got nothing to do with that. It's because once you hit a certain age, cynicism takes in. And when cynicism takes in, everything new is shit. The music is shit, the movies are shit, the television's shit. Back in my day, we had to walk 50 miles uphill both ways in snow to go see a motion picture that was worth your fucking time. Shut up, Grandpa. Knock it the fuck off. Yes, things back in the day were a lot better. Not only because of nostalgia. Excuse me. But because of the hype surrounding it. Nowadays, because there's no fucking commonality. Because, let's face it, when our parents and grandparents were growing up, there really still were only so many channels they could watch television-wise, if they had a television at all. There was only so many FM stations they could listen to on the radio. Most of it was AM, which meant it was localized, meant it catered to your community.
And a lot of it was also radio for religious folk. So, you know, a lot of gospel preachers sitting up, and the Lord said, repent, sinner, type of shit. Oh, that's good soda. Hold on. Oh. Oh. Oh, fuck, that hurt. I'm sorry, I just ate an entire pizza and just drank half of a cream soda. That was, oh, fuck. Whew! That hurt like a sumbitch. But anyway. Oh, hey, look, I think I got a little bit on me. But, like I said, back in the days, there was only so much, so everybody was watching the exact same thing. They didn't have 900 channels and nothing on. They didn't have satellite radio that literally caters to specific genres of music. I like rock and metal music, okay? We'll just put that right there. I like rock and metal. Okay, well, what type of rock do you want to listen to? Do you want to listen to soft rock, alt rock, hard rock, light rock? You want to, well, technically light and soft are kind of the same thing. Do you want to go old school rock? Do you want 80s rock, 90s rock, 2000s rock? You know, do you want Gen X type of stuff? Do you want acoustic? Do you want, you know, fucking like heavy rhythm guitars type of thing, which then we start moving into metal. Okay. Do you want classical? Do you want classical metal? And yes, classical metal is a thing. That's not a joke. That's like old school fucking AC/DC, Sabbath, fucking the old timey shit. You know, excuse me. So do you want classic metal? Do you want hair metal? Do you want fucking grunge metal? Which, yes, that does exist. Do you want metal covers of songs? Do you want heavy metal? Okay, we'll pick heavy metal. All right, so let's break that down. Do you want death metal? Do you want fucking... let's see, because there's death metal, which death metal actually has 13 different breakdowns. A lot of people want to lump more in there, but technically there's really only 13 different fucking breakdowns when it comes down to death metal. Do you want stoner metal? Do you want thrash metal? Do you want speed metal? Literally, you can break down every fucking thing. Oh, you want to listen to rap? Okay, all right. Do you want old school? You want new school? Do you want fucking fast beats? Do you want fucking dance rap? Do you want street rap? Do you want fucking new age shit rap? Because technically the new age shit is just like the new age. Most new age music, they really have nothing to talk about unless you get into like pop shit. And then the pop shit is all like love songs and shit like that from your fucking your Katy Perry's and your Taylor Swift's and your fag-ass Justin Bieber's who need to be fucking deported to goddamn Guantanamo Bay. They don't need to shut down Guantanamo Bay. They need to put assholes like fucking Kanye West and fucking Justin Bieber in there and just turn it into a fucking celebrity prison where we never have to see those fuckers again. Put the whole fucking Kardashian family in there, too. But regardless, that's just my thoughts and opinions. And while, yes, some people might like Justin's music, they might like Kanye's music, they might enjoy the Kardashians as people, which, by the way, if you enjoy the Kardashians as people, I want you to go outside, stand in the middle of a busy highway, strip down buck naked, paint on your body, I love the Kardashians, 50 points, and we'll turn this into a highway driving game. Every time you hit somebody, you get to put a little check mark on your windshield. If the cops stop you, they can see the check mark and be like, oh, you ran over a Kardashian fan. Fuck, there's nothing we can do about that. 2, 3, 4. Damn, you already got 5? Shit, we need to step up our game. Type of thing. Because, you're all brain-dead fucking morons if you like the Kardashians. Regardless, moving along. Like I said, most people live by their nostalgia boners. Oh, well, the Power Rangers weren't good anytime after Mighty Morphin Power Rangers. Once you get past the first season with the White Tiger, which, by the way, if you want to go to Sentai, yeah, the White Tiger wasn't actually supposed to be in our Power Rangers. We just, we needed a gimmick because the Green Ranger actually dies. So we couldn't just have no more Green Ranger, so we had to find a fucking excuse. But, oh, well, anything after the fucking, the White Tiger Zord and anything like that, like, once you start getting into, like, the ninjas and Zeo and all that, yeah, fuck that, that's no good. Why? Because it was the first thing you saw, it was the only thing you saw, and after a while you were like, Power Rangers is for children, I'm done with that. Now, because all of a sudden everything from our childhood, from video games to comic books to even fucking D&D type shit is getting into fucking movies, and all of a sudden it's like, wait, I was correct to actually like all that stuff as a kid? It was okay for me to like it even up into being a teenager? As an adult, it's okay for me to go out and, like, collect action figures and shit still? Huh. Well, fuck. Then let's go back to Mighty Morphin Power Rangers. Only the first, like, 3 seasons. Anything after that, fuck you. What's that? Ghostbusters? Yeah, let's do some Ghostbusters. I'd love to see the original cast again. Oh, female? Oh. Yeah, I don't want anything to do with that because it should be an all-male cast because that's what I grew up with. Oh, what's that? The remake in Evil Dead? Oh, dude, that sounds so sweet. Ashley J. Williams is no longer going to be a man. It's not going to be Bruce Campbell as Ash Williams. They're actually going to put a girl in place of Ashley Williams. She's going to be the main protagonist. She's going to be the one that survives because we're going back to the roots of Evil Dead where it was essentially supposed to be a really, really, really hardcore horror movie. Huh. No, sir, I don't like it. Okay, well, here's an idea, Grandpa. If you do not like any of the things that are coming out, any of them, there's a new Call of Duty game coming out. You don't like it, you know what you do? You don't fucking buy the game. You don't pay attention to it. You don't read up on it. You don't learn about it. Don't buy the fucking game. Don't play the game, okay? There's a new cell phone coming out. Oh, well, I don't like that brand of cell phone. Cool. Don't buy that brand of cell phone. Buy the other brand of cell phone. You don't like iPhones? Don't buy iPhones. You don't like Android phones? Don't buy Android phones. Simple as that. Okay? Everybody knows how this system works. If you do not like the fact that there's an all-female cast of Ghostbusters, don't read about Ghostbusters. Don't talk about Ghostbusters. Don't make comments on posts about Ghostbusters. Don't thumbs down videos for Ghostbusters. You know why? Because after five seconds of watching a video on YouTube, it gives it another view on the counter. So even if you're constantly going in and opening like 16 new tabs, so you can thumbs down each one of those and be like, you see what I'm doing? I'm constantly going in and fucking spamming the dislike button, so that way then people will think this movie's shit like I think this movie's shit. Guess what? You're giving that more views. You know what that does for the trailer off of YouTube? That means that the studio thinks that a whole bunch of people saw it, regardless of how many dislikes or likes there are. You know why? Because the studios don't give a fuck about whether you like or dislike something. All they care about is the number of asses they can get in movie theater seats. If you don't like it, don't fucking watch trailers. Don't read shit about it. Don't comment on it. Don't talk about it. The only thing you're allowed to say is, I don't think it looks good. And move along. It's kind of like me being a guy. As a guy, the only correct response to whether I think abortion should be legal or illegal is, I have no opinion. Because I have a cock and not a vagina, so I can't talk about that. Now, as soon as you get into something like ball cancer, oh, I could talk all fucking day about that. And be like, yeah, we need to find a cure for that shit. Because I don't want my balls being cut off. Cool, I could talk about that all day. Women? Nah, they're not really allowed to talk about that. Unless they want to talk about how it's a bad thing because they don't want their husbands or boyfriends or fathers or brothers or uncles or, you know, other males that they hang out with or, you know, they enjoy their company and, you know, people that they actually love and care for. They don't want to see them dead. Cool. Go ahead. Say that. Same thing here. If you don't like it, don't talk about it. The only thing you're allowed to say is, I don't think it's going to be good. Shut your mouth. Move along. Leave the conversation. Walk out of the room. Leave the message board. Turn off your internet. Do whatever you got to do. Just kill your web browser. Just fucking knock it off. Power Rangers. Oh, well, Rita's a whore. Okay, well, if you think Rita Repulsa looks like a whore, then I want you to do me a favor and move to either Amish country or go to the Middle East or somewhere else where women are not allowed to show anything. I mean anything. If a woman shows her ankles, she gets shot. If, like, literally, other than hands, is the only thing that a woman's allowed to show is, like, hands and eyes. That's it. Go move to one of those fucking countries and be happy there. Go ahead. Do it. Do it. This is fucking America. You know what's great about America? America has this thing called civil liberties. Now, they're all made up by humans. We consider them God-given rights, which is funny because technically our Bill of Rights only had 10 stipulations, whereas other countries have had 12 stipulations, 15 stipulations, 27 stipulations, 5 stipulations, 3 stipulations, 2 stipulations, and 0 stipulations for other countries. But they're God-given rights. Let's point that out, because America, God made them. By the way, I forget this is radio. You don't see me doing the miming, jerking off thing here. But regardless, we have rights. One of them is a freedom of speech. I could talk all I want. You could talk all you want. All I'm saying is if your opinion is negative simply because of the fact that it's not what you grew up with, it's not what you like, it's not the way that you enjoyed watching the old movies or television shows, it's not the way that the comics were made, it's not the way that things were done, then just say that and kindly step along. There's other people who enjoy this and want to talk about stuff like this. There's other people who dislike this, but that's the problem, is because trolls have become the new kings of the world. If you don't like something, you talk about how bullshit it is and how much people need to drink bleach and go kill themselves. Really? Why? Just because somebody has a differing opinion than you? Really? Really? Huh. Whatever happened to all this, you know, fucking love thy neighbor bullshit? Whatever happened to all this, you know, do unto others as you want done unto you? Whatever happened to, you know, don't be an asshole type of mentality? Where little kids were taught, don't be an asshole. What happened with that? Oh yeah, that's right. Cartoons became shit, which is fucking lies. Looney Tunes weren't allowed to be shown on television anymore. Let me explain something to you about that. The reason why cartoons started being shit, there was a woman named Carol Channing. She was the original. Now, mind you, I probably got her name wrong. I know it's Carol something. But regardless, she was the original arbiter of what was good and what was bad, because she was the head of this corporation, which was essentially given power by the FCC, to which her job was to determine whether television shows were good for children or bad for children. Her job was to say, oh, Elmer Fudd took a shotgun and shot Daffy Duck in the face. Some child will instantly think that if I shoot somebody in the face, their head will turn upside down and turn into a pillar of smoke. Because children are so stupid that they can't determine animated fantasy fiction from real life. So, no more guns on television. Even if you're in the army, you're not allowed to show guns. Just show people in fatigues running around. They'll know it's the military. Oh, that character dropped an anvil on somebody's head. Don't they know that if a 7-year-old is able to pick up a fucking 2-ton anvil, which, by the way, if a child can lift 4,000 pounds, that motherfucker, and I know I've said this before, but that motherfucker does not need to worry about fucking television and cartoons. That motherfucker needs to worry about the government showing up, taking him, dissecting him, and trying to figure out what the fuck it is that made him so strong that he can lift up 4,000 pounds at 6 years old, so they could try to make every soldier in all of the United States that fucking strong. But again, if a child can lift a 2-ton anvil or 4,000 pounds and drop it on his brother's head, he's going to kill his brother. But He's going to try to do that anyway because he saw it on a cartoon. No more of that. It's the reason why cartoons started to become shit. It wasn't just a matter of you get to the 70s and, oh, well, if it's a problem for Superman, then it's got to be a problem for everybody. So Superman gets bitched like he's fucking Worf in The Next Generation. Uh-uh. No. Nothing to do with that. Comes down to a matter of television went through a woman who decided that children were fucking stupid and couldn't tell the difference between an animated drawing on a television screen and real life. So, no more violence, no more nothing. Now, they've gotten the violence back in cartoons, but not as much. And they also kept the old shit where every cartoon has to have a moral at the end. If everybody goes into, like, a house and, you know, oh, man, wasn't that a great time? Hey, whatever happened to that bomb that we left on the creature? Kaboom! And the house blows up. Everybody has to go in and post after it's been written and done, if not done the first time, and go, we're okay. Meanwhile, there's a house with a giant crater and a fucking water spout shooting water everywhere from the plumbing in the fucking ground. You don't see any bodies, but everybody's got to be like, we're okay, nobody got hurt, don't worry, everybody, we survived. Because kids are so goddamn stupid that they don't know that it's fake. You're not allowed to do shit like that anymore. But because Looney Tunes is gone, the world fucking sucks. Everything is useless and dumb and stupid. Okay, first of all, Looney Tunes were good cartoons, but there's all sorts of other shit. Like I said, I'm watching Animaniacs. I was made in the 90s. Just like Ren and Stimpy was. Just like Our Real Monsters was. Just like Hey Arnold was. Just like Angry Beavers. Just like the Mask cartoon. Just like the 90s Spider-Man and Batman cartoons. Go buy that shit on goddamn DVD and show it to your fucking children if you think that the cartoons nowadays, like Teen Titans Go, the Nickelodeon Ninja Turtles, and fucking the new Powerpuff Girl sucks a dick, buy the shit you grew up with on goddamn DVD and show it to them. Let them know what good shit is. Quit bitching. If you let the little cocksuckers watch it, guess what? They're gonna make more episodes. You want them to not fucking do something? Don't buy the product. Don't watch what's being made. Don't talk about it. Ig-fucking-nore it. Are you motherfuckers out there listening to me? Do I need to drill your heads open, implant some sort of memory chip so you can understand goddamn English? Do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth? If you do not like superhero movies, do not go watch them. If you do not like remakes of movies, do not go pay money to watch them. If you do not like remakes of anything, don't fucking watch it. If you have cable, there's a thing that allows you to block shit called a parental blocker. You can not only block by channel, but by rating. Not just so your kids don't happen across Cinemax at 3 a.m. and see a bitch getting her titty sucked on. You can set that shit up to block shitty cartoons. You can get it to block shitty movies. You can get it to block anything that you think is shit. You can literally custom wire your life to be every goddamn thing you've ever wanted it to be. Guess what, though? You're pussifying your children. You're making yourself into a goddamn sissy whiny cunt bag. Shut the fuck up and deal with it like how we used to. We were Gen X, motherfuckers. What the fuck happened to us? We were punk rock. We were the ones that were going to actually get off our asses and change the world. What did we do? We got suckered in by PlayStation 4s, Xbox Ones, Wii U's, fucking computers that can hold 3 terabytes worth of fucking space, which is two more terabytes than what our normal brains can hold. We loaded it up with fucking pornography. We sat around and played games on them. We sat down just sitting around stroking our dicks and being mentally numb our entire lives, and then sat around and became a bunch of bitches whining and crying about shit on the internet. The fuck is wrong with you people? Get off your asses and do something. You don't like it? Sign a fucking petition to get the shit shut down. If it's really that big of a problem. If tits in Ghostbusters is that big of a fucking problem, sign a petition to have them scrap the movie. If Rita Repulsa's a whore, sign a petition to get the costume changed. If you don't like the fact that the new Power Ranger, not Power Rangers, the new Powerpuff Girls cartoon is some sad shit because the guy who originally made it, Genndy Tartakovsky, you know, the guy who made Samurai Jack and Dexter's Lab and all those other cartoons? Yeah, he made the fucking Powerpuff Girls. He ain't working on this shit. It's Cartoon Network hired a bunch of jackasses to make the fucking show. That's the reason why it's not the same as it used to be. You change directors, the fucking entire thing shifts. Okay? You don't like it? Don't watch it. Don't buy into it. Don't give them money. The world revolves around money. If you have money, you have a say in shit. Which is the reason why nobody listens to my opinions, is I have no money. Simple as that. You don't like it? Don't watch it. Don't buy the DVDs. Don't buy the Blu-rays. Don't buy a ticket to the movie. Don't pay your cable subscription. So that way then you can't watch that shitty TV show or movie on television. Simple. Avoid it like the plague. You don't want to play that video game? You hate that franchise? Cool. Don't buy it. Don't sit down and tell everybody that they're fucking retarded for not liking something. Don't tell people that they're stupid for liking something. It's very simple. Very simple philosophy. And I know I just broke that rule right there with this episode. But I'm just saying, it's driving me fucking apeshit. How hard is it to understand? If you don't like a car, you don't buy that car. You know what happens to that car that you and everybody else didn't like? They change it. They don't make it no more. You don't like the movie? You don't buy the movie? You don't see the movie? Guess what? That movie that you didn't like? They don't make it anymore. They didn't make sequels of it. That director got fired, and the cast probably went on to do nothing because everybody hated that movie so badly because of the writing and the directing and the acting and everybody involved that nobody was able to get a job for quite a while until it just kind of slipped everybody's minds that they were in a shitty movie. You didn't like Spider-Man 3? That's fine. You all went to go see it. You bought a ticket for it. Nobody liked Spider-Man 3. You know what they did? They did nothing with it. Until they decided to reboot it because they had to. Sony had to reboot Spider-Man. They had to reboot Spider-Man. Because if they didn't reboot Spider-Man, they would lose all rights to Spider-Man. It would go back to Marvel. Everything that was done beforehand by Sony would either be shit-canned and said, oh yeah, that's not canon to the main story. Or, nothing would have happened, which is probably what would have happened. But still, they didn't want that. They wanted the money for Spider-Man. They wouldn't have gotten any money off of it. So they needed to reboot the series. That's why they made 2 Spider-Man, after they've already made 3. Then they made 2 more, called them the New Age Spider-Man. Okay, fine, they called it the Amazing Spider-Man, but still. That's what it was. It was some New Age shit. With a new guy and everything, they made 2 movies, and then they shit-canned it so they can make another new movie and reboot it again. You know why? Because the rights were starting to come up again. They were about to lose the rights. They made a Fantastic Four movie for Fox. They burned fucking Fantastic Four to the ground. I knew it was going to be shit from the trailers. I didn't go see it. Scott went and saw it and said that it was absolute dog shit. Okay, well, I understand wanting to be fair to a movie, but here's a better idea. Don't buy a fucking ticket to go see something that's going to be a bunch of goddamn dog shit and then sit around and bitch about it being a bunch of dog shit. You paid them money, motherfucker. They got their money back on that fucking movie. If they would have spent the $30 billion that they fucking did, not only to make the fucking movie and pay the actors and do all that fucking dog shit, but on top of that, the fucking advertising for it, if you wouldn't have paid them a fucking dime to see that movie, you would have gone and found the shit online and stole it from off a line, watched it for free, or you would have waited until the DVD came out and wait for somebody stupid enough to buy that fucking DVD and sat around and watched it at their place or borrowed it from them or waited for it to come out free on demand on your television or off of Netflix and watch that shit for free off of something that you're not even, like, that money doesn't even go toward that fucking movie, especially the streaming option. So they would have made no money off that movie. They would have literally burned $30 to $40 million, and the studio would have said, fuck it, take Fantastic Four back. But because Fox refused to give Fantastic Four back, Fantastic Four had to get killed in the comic books. That's right, in the Marvel comic books, Fantastic Four no longer exists. Doesn't. Period. They killed the team. Like, they killed them. The original fucking Human Torch, dead. They got another dude to become the Human Torch. And then they just kind of sent him off on his way to go be a sad man. Sue, as far as I know, she's dead. She doesn't exist anymore. And if she does exist, she's just leading a normal life. Just sitting in a hole somewhere doing nothing. Telemarketing, maybe. That's how she makes her money. That is, she sits on a webcam and shows her boobies to teenage kids. Who knows? Maybe that's how she's making her money. Reed? Fuck. More than likely, Reed got taken up by fucking S.H.I.E.L.D. and slapped in one of their think tanks. You'll never see him again. And the Thing, as far as I know, he's a part of the goddamn Guardians of the Galaxy, meaning he's not even on Earth anymore. So there's no way in fuck that the team would ever get back together again. Done. Period. That's how they solved that in the comic books. You know what's funny? Nobody here in the real goddamn world has seemed to figure that fucking thing out. I've beaten it into your heads now. How many times I gotta fucking do that? Don't buy the shit if you don't like it. Don't watch the shit if you don't like it. If you know you don't like it, regardless of whether it's out or not, just say you don't like it and move the fuck along. You don't need to be a cocksucking, twat-waffling, piece-of-shit cunthead just simply because you have an opinion and people need to hear my opinion. It's simple. It's called don't be a cunt. Cardinal rule of life. If you don't act like an asshole, people will like you better. When you turn into a troll on the internet, just making fun of shit just to make fun of it. Now, if you're making fun of something because, you know, you like it and it, you know, it looks funny and shit like that, okay, cool. If you're purposely going out of your way to be like, fucking titties and vagina and my fucking Ghostbusters, what is this? Some sort of shitty fucking bullshit? Like you're a fucking knockoff angry video game nerd. Just trying to sound fucking ridiculous. Like, you're saying shit just to say shit that's fucking obscenely ridiculous, thinking people are just gonna latch on to your opinion and go with it. Eh. You're doing nobody any favors here. Okay? Now, yes, I swear like a sailor. Yes, I say some outlandish shit. Yes, I would like you to agree with my opinion, but that's because my opinion is the civil opinion. It's very civil. It's very polite. It's very kind to others. If you don't like something, say you don't like it, move along. That's simple. Don't annoy the shit out of people being like, here's 13 reasons why you're a cocksucker for liking this. What? Is that really how you want to be remembered in life? Really? Telling people to eat dicks and go fuck themselves? Really? But regardless, people are dumb. And I think that's about all I got here. So now that I've yacked your ears off for, according to this, almost 58 minutes now. The full recording is going to be probably about an hour and 5 minutes. Hour 5, hour 10. Meh. That's including the contact information. So if anything I said pisses you off, you could get back to me and tell me I'm an asshole. If, you know, you're not one of my friends who can, you know, get up in my face and be like, look, dickhead. And I could be like, no, you're the one being a dickhead. But I've got fires to put out on Facebook. So I'll get back to you guys later and I'm going to send it back to Bill to tell you to go to the website.
Hey guys, did you like that podcast? If so, remember to check out FandomNight.com. At FandomNight.com, you can drop a line to this show, or you could check out other podcasts as well. We cover all kinds of topics, everything from comic books, wrestling, movies, TV shows, video games, animes, mangas. It's outrageous. We seem to have a podcast for just about everything, and you have access to it just by going over to FandomNight.com. So check it out, guys. We're going to get out of here.